Mr. President, thank you very much for a very positive meeting this morning. It is a great pleasure to meet you again, and it's a great pleasure to visit Poland as you celebrate 15 years of membership in NATO. Let me thank you, your remarkable armed forces, and the people of Poland for your outstanding contribution to our alliance. Less than 6 months ago, we met here in Poland to observe NATO's exercise Steadfast Jazz, an exercise which practiced the alliance's collective defense. Today, as we see the most serious crisis in a generation unfolding on NATO's borders, we can say clearly that that was the right exercise at the right time in the right place. Collective defense is NATO's central task. The defense of our values, the defense of our security, and the defense of every single member of the alliance. Our commitment to collective defense is rock solid now and for the future. That is why, right now, aircraft and ships from across the alliance are reinforcing the security of our allies from the Baltic Sea to the Black Sea. It's why we will keep on reinforcing that security with exercises, defense plans, and appropriate deployments. Today's NATO faces many tasks. We are concluding our mission in Afghanistan in a responsible and effective way. We are providing a safe and secure environment in Kosovo. Poland plays an important role in both those missions, and I thank you for your dedication. Now our challenge is to continue with those tasks while adjusting our collective defense to meet the new reality. Russia's aggression against Ukraine undermines the peace and stability we have built so carefully in Europe. Russia claims that our actions are provocative and accompanied by hostile rhetoric. This is not true, and frankly, it is absurd. Our response is about solidarity among allies and collective defense. And it is part of the broad international efforts to de-escalate this crisis and find a political solution through dialogue and through the 25 May elections. I commend Poland's contribution to these efforts. Later this year, we will hold a NATO summit in Wales, and we will decide what steps we need to take to adjust to this new reality. Poland's support will be vital to those decisions. So, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you as we prepare the Wales summit.